This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. A case of hantavirus has been reported in Garfield County. This is the first confirmed case in Colorado this year. Hantavirus is rare. Only 5 cases were reported in the state in 2018, but more than a third of cases are fatal. 6 cases have been reported in Garfield County since 1993. The virus has never been reported in Pitkin or Eagle counties. It's spread through deer mice droppings, often found in cabins, storage facilities, and firewood piles. Human activity can stir up the droppings and spread the disease through the air. The flu-like symptoms often take between 2 and 4 weeks to develop. Hantavirus cases spike in June and July, when warm temperatures extend the virus's life. Garfield County Public Health says people should avoid tight spaces with signs of mice and clean up mice droppings using a bleach solution. Garfield County has thrown its support behind a paved trail that would connect Newcastle to Glenwood Springs. Kristen Kay reports several local governments and organizations are working to secure state funds to construct the South Canyon Lower Valley, or LOVA, Trail.
Glenwood Springs, Newcastle, the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, and the Lower Valley Trail Group are asking for $11 million from the Colorado Federal Lands Access Program, or FLAP. Glenwood Springs City Engineer Terry Parch feels optimistic.
We think we have a good chance of at least competing for the grant.
That's because the trail would help people access several networks of existing mountain biking and hiking trails in South Glenwood Canyon and Newcastle. Last week, Garfield County wrote a letter to FLAP. It stated that the trail would attract tourists and provide commuters with an alternative to driving I-70. Former Governor John Hickenlooper listed the LOVA Trail as a high priority during his tenure and recommended it receive state assistance. The coalition will find out next year if it received the grant. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
A gun rights group has dropped its efforts to recall a Colorado Democrat lawmaker over his stance on gun control. Capitol correspondent Scott Franz has more.
Tom Sullivan voted for an extreme risk protection order, or so-called red flag bill, during the legislative session. Rocky Mountain gun owners had until July 12th to collect signatures to get the recall on the ballot. Sullivan went door-to-door campaigning.
The overwhelming response was, "No, Tom, we want you to do exactly what we elected you to do." A lot of them were outraged about what was happening, and we certainly saw that, in the Republican Party.
Sullivan lost his son in the 2012 Aurora Theater shooting, and he received nationwide support from prominent Democrats once the recall was announced. He predicts its failure will empower his fellow Democratic lawmakers when they start meeting again next year. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
This is Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Zoe Rome.